Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is The Leader. Face masks are back on London's tube and rail networks and in shops. And if Paddington Station was anything to go by during Tuesday morning's rush hour, London's commuters were taking their masking up seriously.
It's a rule. Use it. I've got no problems wearing it in a shop or here. Logic. It keeps it away, keeps it away. I've not had a cold in 2 years.
A lot of people still wear them sort of, don't cover their nose up, things like that. They don't wear them properly, although they're wearing them. I mean, I had someone die from COVID, so, you know, like, I know consequences.
And it looks like Transport for London aren't messing around either. We asked TfL how many penalty tickets had been issued under earlier mandates, and they said nearly 4,400 had been given out, while over 1,900 people were prosecuted and hit with fines, averaging over £750. But will this crackdown be enough to stop the march of the COVID Omicron variant? Could the strain's emergence signal milder symptoms, as it's being suggested by one South African doctor? Or will the present jab struggle to cope? And what about our Christmas plans?
Be sensible, do what you feel comfortable doing, but we're not telling people, you know, to not continue with their plans. We very much hope that we can continue with our Christmas plans. But of course, we're putting these measures in place now to build up our wall of defence.
That's Health Minister Gillian Keegan speaking on BBC Breakfast. So what's the latest? As always, the Evening Standard's health editor has his finger on London's pulse. Here's Ross Lydall.
Well, the biggest change is that from this morning, from 4 a.m, it became law once again to wear a face mask on the tube and on the buses and on the trains.
How will TfL be policing things?
TfL does have around 400 to 500 officers that it can use to, if you like, enforce this crackdown. But the benefit it has now is, well, that the fact that this has been re-enshrined in law and essentially made it a criminal offence not to wear a face mask means that people can be barred from travelling and they can be fined if they're caught without a mask. And crucially, the British Transport Police and Met Police can help TfL to enforce this. So rather than a sort of polite request from some sort of civilian officials, the force of the law can now be brought to bear on those who are disobeying the rules and sort of refuse the request. Because basically people will be asked first, please put a mask on. And if they rather sort of refuse in an offensive or aggressive way, that's when they can probably expect to feel the sort of have their collars felt, shall we say, by these enforcement officials and officers.
And how do you assess the risk from this new strain, as current graphs show that death rates are quite low?
Looking at the current figures, both in terms of cases, hospitalizations and deaths, you know, looking at the UK, on Sunday night, 37,000 new cases were announced. And of those in London, there were 3,716. And that's fairly standard. London is roughly 10% of the national figure and has been for some time. Comparing London's 3,700 a day, if we compare that to the end of December last year, it was 20,000 a day, so we're nowhere near that peak. And also in terms of the number of deaths, there's sort of 93 a week in London where COVID is recorded on the death certificate. At its worst, the pandemic in April, April 2020, there were 232 deaths a day. So 93 a week is still a considerable number. That's more than you can fit on a full double-decker bus. However, it is far, far fewer than existed before. And the other thing, of course, that isn't made explicit by these daily figures is that many of these people dying now are people who have chosen, for whatever reason, not to be vaccinated. So there's very good evidence that being double or triple jabbed will prevent you dying from COVID.
And finally, back to TfL, and you've been digging into their latest corporate reports and accounts, Ross. Presumably, bosses fear any future restrictions on our movement will further devastate their bottom line.
Well, to say that TfL is in dire straits financially is completely underestimating the scale of their problem. Obviously, right at the start of the pandemic, Londoners pretty much followed the rules then, which said stay at home, work from home, and the number of passengers on tubes and buses fell below 5% of normal levels. Now, this has been picking up a fairly decent lick, certainly during the summer after Freedom Day, and the most recent figures were that bus passenger levels were around 75% of normal, and on the tube it was around 65%, with actually weekends doing better than weekdays. So Londoners were still quite keen to work from home, certainly Monday and Friday, but then were happy to get out on the tube Saturday and Sunday, whether to pop down the West End, go shopping, go and meet their friends, or pop to the pub, whatever. But certainly the sort of the weekend travelling was doing okay, and it helped TfL's finances. They were still about £140 million behind what they hoped they would be. That was partly because of sort of half-term worries as well, and the sort of fears that children were getting infected and people then stuck at home. But basically, if the pandemic worsens again, that's going to leave TfL in a whole new world of pain. It's already seeking an extra £500 million from the government for what would be its fourth bailout. Its current deal runs out on December the 11th, and then it's got a much bigger issue coming down the tracks, sort of head on, which is it having no money at all to repair and maintain the network, never mind just to run services. But should there be another Hammersmith Bridge and some bridge cracks, such as the Westway, the A40, or Gallows Corner, or, you know, they say sort of Vauxhall Bridge isn't looking great either, then it really would not know where to go to find funds for a big repair job.
And we'll give the last word to England's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Jonathan Van Tam, speaking about risk regarding the Omicron variant.
We're asking everyone to play their part in the urgency now of the booster programme coming forward the moment you are called by the NHS. It's really, frankly, never been more vital that the booster campaign has never been more vital than at this point in time.
There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back on Wednesday at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.